Course 2, Sculpting Your Value Proposition. Module 1, What do you have to offer?
Here's a question. What do you have to offer? It's time to get very clear on this question. How do we best explain our value? This is so important to focus on when we're looking for work, support, or funding, because we tend to think of things in terms of what's in it for me. But if we lead with what we have to offer and how that can help someone else achieve their objectives, our value increases dramatically and instantly. Here we're going to discuss your assets and your liabilities and ask you to honestly assess yourself. We're going to come up with modern and inventive ways beyond a resume of presenting yourself so you can really wow potential employers and investors. And lastly, we're going to show you how to determine your value in the marketplace right now with a competitive talent assessment. With all this, we can start to sculpt a beautiful value proposition for you right now.
Time to get raw and real. What you have to offer is, of course, subjective. Different people, places, and firms will value you differently. You are blessed with so many options right now and are being faced with big choices about getting a job or deciding to work for yourself. Whether you're looking for a job or looking for clients, there is so much you can do to ensure that you are truly a compelling candidate. In this module, we are going to help you get a very clear sense of what you are worth right now, as well as what you can do to improve and thus become more valuable in the marketplace. Online, you're going to find a great self-assessment that we have called Your Path to Success. This has been used by thousands of young people around the world to help them better assess their prospects as talent, gain new perspectives, navigate a wider range of options, and make better strategic decisions about their next steps. Take some time to complete the survey when you get a minute and review your personalized report. How do you balance out? If you know anything about accounting or finance, you know that in business, the process of analyzing your assets and liabilities is done through a basic financial statement called a balance sheet. A business's balance sheet essentially provides a snapshot on any given day of a company's overall financial health. The goal is to keep assets and liabilities in a healthy balance. The same formula can apply to you personally. Creating a personal balance sheet will help you figure out exactly where you are today and what you have to work on to achieve greater success. Online, you're going to find an activity called Your Assets and Liabilities. In its simplest form, a balance sheet is a blank page with a line drawn right down the middle. On the left side are the assets, and on the right side are the liabilities. If this were a typical financial spreadsheet, we'd start by listing current assets, such as cash, long-term assets, like real estate, short-term liabilities, like credit card debt, and long-term liabilities, like student loans. This kind of balance sheet gives you a pretty complete picture of overall financial stability. You, though, aren't a business, so creating a personal balance sheet is even simpler. Make a list of your own strengths, quote-unquote assets, and weaknesses, quote-unquote liabilities, after considering the following example. Once you have thought through all of these and written them out, take this a step further and list them out in descending order, with the ones that are your biggest assets and liabilities at the top. This will help you know very quickly what you're good at and what you still need to work on. When you know your strengths and your weaknesses, you can learn to truly leverage your talents. How to best present yourself. These days, you no longer have to rely solely on a resume to present yourself as talent in the working world. In many situations, a resume is still the preferred or standard presentation tool, but there are many situations where a resume might not be your only option. Certain industries are going to want to see more than that, such as in entertainment. They may want to see a video reel. In publishing, media, design, or architecture, a portfolio. In creative arts or software development, maybe a website. In finance, your stock portfolio. In real estate, how about your brochures? When it comes to figuring out how to best present yourself, context is everything. Think about how you might dress to visit your grandparents versus going out with your friends. You wouldn't want to get that wrong. The same is true for business in the working world. You wouldn't want to show up to a meeting at a big financial firm in a high-rise office building in beach clothes. Think about what will serve you best in the environments where you want to work. Strive to be culturally relevant, not only in what you wear, but in how you present yourself. Get to know enough about the companies or clients that you want to work for to get a good gauge of what might serve you best. You could always ask them directly what they want. What would you most like to see from me? A resume? My portfolio? Don't be shy about asking questions like this. You might as well give them exactly what they want if you want to get the job, right? Thankfully, for those of us who prefer a far more creative option and individualistic approach, there are tons of other platforms and tools that we can now leverage to show prospective employers or clients who we are and what we can already do, and also what we want to do. That alone should excite you because it means that you can do what suits you and your style and your strengths the best. For example, if you're an aspiring actor, you will want to create a talent video reel. If you're a graphic designer, you'll want to create an online portfolio or a website showcasing your existing work. If you're an accountant, you might want to showcase your talents with an infographic of how you've helped clients excel in their finances. In addition to thinking about your existing skill sets, it's important to take into consideration your personality type. If you're someone who's outgoing, creating a video resume will be fun and exciting for you. If you're more introverted, you'll most likely prefer a quieter but still impactful approach, like a website. Online, we have a great activity called Ways I Can Present Myself. Think about the styles that might best be suited for presenting you and check them off online. We'll give you lots of options to consider, like a resume, infographics, introduction or pitch video, appropriate social media, video resume, talent video reel, portfolio or a gallery of work, a website, a brochure, or business cards. Advice from industry pros. At 25 years old, Scott Kasten is the youngest analyst on the strategy and innovation team at Macy's, one of the largest retailers in the world. After graduating from Emory and trying out a career in a private equity firm, he realized it wasn't all that he wanted. Here's how this finance/consulting/Spanish major took his zero experience value proposition and turned it into the start of a truly beautiful career in the making. Listen to Scott talk about the business of retail and analytics, and you'll see just how much he has to offer, even with just 3 years in the workforce.
My name is Scott Kasten. I am an analyst on Macy's strategy and innovation team. I am 25 years old, and my day-to-day is working on any sort of special projects and initiatives that Macy's is coming up with and sends down the pipeline. So when I started my job search, I was a senior at Emory in Atlanta, and a lot of my friends had received offers from their internships from the summer, and I had not yet. I would work for a small startup at a PE firm in New York City, and I did not really have the greatest time there, so I was not looking to receive an offer, and they did not extend one. So I started looking everywhere. I went to school for finance and consulting with a Spanish minor, and I thought, what could that get me? I didn't want to do finance based on my internship. Consulting, maybe. So I started looking elsewhere, and I found a really dynamic atmosphere within retail. So about a year ago, I was lucky enough to start on the strategy and innovation team. Prior to that, I was in inventory planning at Macy's, which is a highly analytical program where it's a lot of big query analysis. And I wanted to take that sort of analytical and consulting abilities and transfer that into a bit of more of an internal consulting role. I would recommend you look far and wide. If you think you're interested in finance, look at finance, but also look at other areas. I had no idea I was interested in retail. Again, finance consulting major. Retail does not fit within that scope. So just look everywhere. Look in the stock market, see what companies are doing well, see what companies aren't doing well. Typically, companies that aren't doing well are the ones that are going to take your ideas the fastest and the most. So there's no reason that you have to stay within your wheelhouse of study. Again, coming out of college, you've got a fresh slate. You've got, unless you interned at the company that you're going to work for, you have zero relevant work experience for that company, which is totally fine. Macy's, right now, where I work, just Macy's, is part of a much bigger organization, which is Macy's Inc. Macy's Inc. is comprised of Macy's, it's comprised of Bloomingdale's, Blue Mercury was a recent acquisition, as well as Macy's Backstage, which is the new off-price sector. And within each and every one of those silos, you'll find your marketing, you'll find your finance, you'll find your merchandising, absolutely everything and the strategy portion. Everything is kind of interchangeable between those different silos. And one exciting thing about it is because there's such a large breadth of opportunity with these different positions, you can literally find any position that matches whatever your background may be from school. So if you've got a background in business, that's wonderful. It's a business. If you've got a background in psych, we're always looking to better understand people and the way that they think and the way that they might dress in the future. If you've got a background in literally anything that you might focus on in college, there will be some wide application within a large company. Something cliche that my CEO says is you bloom where you're planted, and I don't think that anything is more true. I was lucky enough that I am very ambitious and I am someone who is super competitive. So when I first started off at Macy's, I wanted the fast track up to be the CEO. And definitely not there yet, but hopefully I'm on my way. You drive your own development, and it really takes you to recognize what are your weaknesses, or to even ask, what are my weaknesses? I'm lucky enough to have a very supportive hierarchy, and my boss is super supportive of giving me constructive criticism because I ask for it just about every other meeting that we have. You've got the opportunity to recognize where your shortcomings are. It's different from a relationship, where if you get into a relationship and it doesn't work out, you don't really have that sort of exit interview mindset, but you actually do have that in a corporate world and in your career, and you really can hone in very specifically on the little areas where you can improve. And it's just recognizing those areas and then taking the action to say, here's a weakness, it's an opportunity, and now it's a strength. And it's doing that process over and over and over again that's definitely going to help you climb that corporate ladder. Ambition is an X factor for young people because there are so many different people within an organization that don't have ambition. It's something that should propel your career. And even just reaching out and showing that you care for whatever it is that is your job function, that will shine through. If you could be a cashier at a McDonald's, and if you're someone who says, there's something wrong with this cash register, let me try and make it better. There's something wrong with this customer, there's this customer pain point, let me see if I can improve upon that. That's someone who's going to get recognized for their effort. That's someone who's going to become manager, and then who knows? If you are very steadfast about one industry, take a step back, look into other industries. There's a company out there for everybody, absolutely everybody. It's just your job to find them.
Determining your value. Now is the time to get really clear about your value in today's marketplace. Pick an industry that you're most interested in. Identify three functions, job titles, or roles that you could see yourself doing, and research what salary ranges are being offered for people with your current qualifications and experience. Don't try to present yourself as more than you are, or already being where you expect to be after graduation. Be honest and establish what your value is right now. At the same time, be sure to keep thinking about your career or position in the future as well. You may not have that much experience right now, and the entry-level pay may reflect that, but don't let that discourage you. If you plan on climbing up in that industry, keep your eyes on the prize of where you eventually want to be. We'll talk more about this in an upcoming module. Here's a hint. Look for the job boards and industries that you're interested in, specific companies you like, or one of the bigger job websites with tons of listings. I prefer ones that are specialized for your industry if you can find them. Search for what best describes what you might want to do and try to determine what you're best qualified for. How do they describe the roles and the titles? What language do they use? What are the requirements? How much do they pay? Online, you'll find an activity called talent assessment. Doing a talent assessment is one of the best ways to analyze your own value proposition before you start interviewing. Look at the marketplace to compare yourself to others. How much are you actually worth to a company or client? What's missing in what you have to offer right now? What's your plan of action? We know this isn't an easy exercise, but making the effort here and having the courage to confront the reality is going to pay off. Think about just how much money is at risk if you don't identify these gaps right now. Take some time to make an assessment of your talents by filling out the fields that you'll find online in the course. Think about industries that you're interested in working in, functions, job titles, roles that you're interested in, and start to document your research results. Advice from industry pros. Bryce Murray, the VP of Talent Acquisition at Red Bull, exudes all the energy you'd expect from someone at this billion-dollar beverage brand. As he explains, Red Bull's business goes far beyond the globally distributed energy drink and requires a wide range of talent to keep the company on top of their game. Here's what the man in charge of hiring thousands of employees a year advises about presenting yourself, being yourself, valuing yourself in the market as talent, and ensuring that you're the right fit for whatever corporate culture you attempt to join.
Hi, I'm Bryce Murray, VP of Talent Acquisition at Red Bull. While many of you know us as the world's number one energy drink and brand, what you might not know is that we have over 13,000 employees across the world, sell over 6 billion cans of Red Bull a year, and do business in over 167 countries. And I would argue we are one of the world's top premium lifestyle brands. The world of Red Bull is much bigger than most people can even imagine. Most people think we're all about the 8.4-ounce can of energy drink that is the number one energy drink in the world. But the reality is the business is much, much more. The founder, Dietrich Mateschitz, has evolved the brand into being a premium lifestyle brand that encompasses a whole myriad of spaces. We have over 4 soccer teams, 3 ice hockey teams. We have a publishing company, a coffee company, a bottled water company, a resort in Fiji, an island in Fiji, a weather company. It goes on and on and on. And it just makes it that much more of an interesting environment and brand to be a part of. There is one global board that is responsible for all the properties within Red Bull. And each of those corporate projects has its own unique leadership structure. So it's really a company of companies that rolls up into one giant premium lifestyle brand that's led by the founder of the business. The reason it's helpful to know how a company is organized is so that you can direct your conversation to the right people. One of the big challenges that people have when they want to be a part of a business like a Red Bull is that they try too hard to go too far and too broad, as opposed to focusing their conversations on those select individuals who will have the most relevant connections and the most relevant perspective on the opportunities you're interested in. So it's really important that what you focus on doing is targeting the right people who are sitting in the right part of the business and can help you get where you want to be. As a recruiter and as I coach my recruiting team, the most important thing that we can look for are people who exhibit absolutely tremendous potential and a passion for what they do. Those people who are authentically engaged in their work, those are the people who are going to find a way to increase their discretionary effort and really push the boundaries in whatever it is that they do. So one of the best things you can do as a professional is make sure that you can be introspective and assess yourself to determine what are the things that are your assets and what are your liabilities. It will allow you to really amplify your assets and bring them out in the strongest possible way, but it will also allow you to manage and mitigate your liabilities and potentially eliminate some of them, making you a stronger professional overall. So it's really important that you take that time to make a self-inventory around what are your assets, what are your liabilities, how do you really augment the ones that will make you unique, differentiated, and extraordinarily successful. I think the thing that differentiates people who are able to rise into more senior positions, especially within influential brands like a Red Bull, but there are many great ones out there as well, is that they have tremendous tenacity, discipline, and passion. And those things drive them forward to whatever it is that they envision. And if your goal is to get into a top job, I think you need to rethink your goals, because it should really be about a deeper sense of purpose for everything that you do. I'm fortunate to be in the job I'm in today because I have a huge passion for talent acquisition and how it can change companies. I didn't wake up whenever I started my job at Red Bull or the day I went to my interview at Red Bull thinking, how can I become a VP of talent acquisition at Red Bull? What I thought about is, how can I transform that business with the skills that I have? And do they need what I can bring to the table? The rest, it sorts itself out. And I know it's easy to say, it's easy to hear, but it really is true. So in order to determine your value in the marketplace, I think you have to start with yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, if you don't believe in what the skills are that you have, or the experience you have, or the passions you have, or the ideas you have, no one will either. So it's very, very important that when you're thinking about value to the market, you're thinking about your personal value first, then thinking about, okay, now in the market, what would somebody maybe value that or pay for that capability? And I think one of the important things you can look at is how many other people have these skills? How unique is the experience that I have? How unique is my education? How unique were my co-curricular activities? Do I have something there that uniquely stands out that is me, that other businesses or businesses in the marketplace really need? And if they need it, you have it. And there aren't a lot of people with those skills, or at least you can weave that story together, you're going to inherently increase your value. When you're thinking about how you're going to portray yourself to a prospective employer, be thoughtful about their language and their culture. Some companies you might need to wear a full suit and tie, but I can tell you in a place like Red Bull, you certainly don't. And in some places, that might even count against you. There's a number of ways that we've seen really creative minds come together to capture our attention for their interest in working at Red Bull, from people putting a resume message in a bottle, from sending us a photo album of all the experience they've had at Red Bull events, to people actually printing a custom can with their resume on it to capture our attention. We also use video interviewing tools, and I've seen some of the most phenomenal and creative video interviews, some of them fantastic failures, but recognizable and memorable nonetheless, but they definitely stand out. Whenever you decide that you want to conform to what everybody else looks, thinks, acts, and talks like, that's when you no longer stand out, and that's when you lose your unique interest with employers. So for a place like Red Bull, one of the most important things we've found is a high level of authenticity. And so that means understanding and finding what are those things that really resonate with you personally, the things you deeply care about, the things you're passionate about. These are the things that will come forward in your conversations with an employer that will set you apart. And it's really important that you figure out what those things are before you start talking with prospective employers.
Online, you'll find an activity called You Are Valuable, because you are. Write a paragraph stating your best guess of your own value in the market. How much are you worth? Are your current skills and experience enough? Are they comparable? Identify what might be missing, and you're going to write a brief reflection on specifically what you need to work on. Where is there a clear need for improvement, further training, certifications, or more experience? Explain that online. Explain that to yourself. Your options are only as limited as your imagination and your exposure to what's out there. Summary. Great job. This module is a bit of a tough one because we get right to the point with you and get you to really think about what you would be worth out in the working world. This is an important thing for you to think through and be prepared for. We know you'll find the research that you just did to be very valuable in the future.